Good evening, this is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. It can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street in Boonville, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests. This is KD2AIT, Net Control, looking for check-ins.
Good evening, Jeff.
I think I doubled with someone. N5AOW. Good evening, Jeff.
Okay, there's two. We'll start at the top with KC2MBU. Ray, good evening. What's up?
Well, we still have 36 degrees up here. And snow's melting so fast it sounds like it's raining out. Coming off the roofs. So maybe tomorrow we'll get rid of the rest of the snow and ice off the roofs. It's metal and it usually slides off pretty easy. Lost about half of it today.
Roger, the same thing here. We lost most of it here. Matter of fact, it might all be gone. but I wouldn't fire up the lawnmowers yet. So I think we got a little more winter to go. But, all right, Ray. Well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. Let's see. We'll move on to N5AOW. Bill, good evening. What's up?
Good evening, Jeff. Yeah, I agree with Ray and you. You know, we're losing it pretty fast. We still have probably, I'd say, 6 to 8 inches on the ground yet, but the way things are going, maybe by morning, most of that will be gone. You know, it's too bad, too. We had a pretty good base. Would have been perfect for a light snow on top of that. But anyway, seems to be a habit. It does that every year or pretty close to it. And we lost a good base the last time. Well, I didn't do a whole lot today other than work with the slushy stuff, get a few things cleaned off and get some of the... Well, I still got a lot of ice on the... over the back porch coming down. I got to get that out tomorrow, but maybe the rain will clear off a lot of it. I just hope it doesn't take the gutter down the process. And pretty close to temperature here, what Ray said, we're 30, about 35, right in between that and 36, so not a whole lot of difference there. So I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, N5AOW.
Well, I can tell you why it's so warm and rainy out. Today I re-upped my registration for the snowmobile and the snowmobile trailer, and I made sure the insurance for the snowmobile was paid off. So that usually brings on some nice warm weather for a while, just so you can have no chance to use it. So. All right. Well, thanks, Bill. You have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, we got some work done today. Got to work here a bit tonight. And repeat that all again tomorrow. And got a lot of work to do until the weekend. And we've got a few Christmas parties to go to. So we're looking like we might get a little bit of snow here tomorrow. It don't look like it's going to amount to much, if anything. And then maybe a little bit more the next day. And then back. And it'll time, they'll be getting up there into the 30s and even maybe into the 40s here by Saturday, they're saying. So, I might go drive up into their camp and check on everything. At this rate, the snow will be pretty much gone. We'll see what happens. All right, that's all I have to report. This is KD2AIT. Are there any other check-ins? Are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? I would like to say that I did fire up the Echolink again here today, just before the net, actually, about 15 minutes ago. So we'll see how that goes for a while. So no promises. All right, well, hearing nobody else, I'll now close the Black River Valley Service Net, return the frequency of regular amateur use. I'd like to thank Ray and Bill for checking in tonight, and say 73 to those listening in. This is KD2AIT, clear.
Stations that would like to check in tonight, with or without traffic, all stations are welcome. Stations come out first. I just got wiped out by Rochester, so if anybody came in, please check in again.
KC2MBU, no traffic.
KC2MBU, all right. Thank you for checking in. Anyone else?
Says KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
And 5AOW. Good evening. No traffic.
Okay, I got KD2AIT. Hello, Jeff. And I know there was another station came in there, but I also got covered up by Rochester. Station that said no traffic. I have a feeling it might have been, I don't know if it was Bob or Dennis. Come back again, please.
And 5AOW, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
Okay, I thought it was you. I could barely, kind of, you know, I could, sometimes I can kind of hear even through the signal, but I wasn't really absolutely sure. I don't, can't hear much through the signal, that's for sure. I got the back of the beam facing him. Okay, very good. So we've got NBU, AIT, and AOW. Anyone else? Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. 73s to all, have a good evening, good day tomorrow. KA2ZNZ.